إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, we are going to continue the sharh of the book Manhaj al-Salikin by Sheikh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. Bab al-Salat al-Jama'ah wal-Imama. The chapter that we'll be looking at today, inshallah, is what is titled as the chapter of Salatul Jama'ah. We all know what Salah is. And the word Al-Jama'ah is from the verb Jama'ah, Yajma'u. Or we say the verb Jama'ah is derived from the word, the noun Jama'ah. So Jama'ah means to gather. Jama'ah means a gathering. Technically, what is meant by Salatul Jama'ah is a prayer that we observe together. The minimum is two, and the maximum can be as many as possible. So when two people or more come together to observe a Salah, they are said to be observing Salah in Jama'ah. They are said to be observing Salah in Jama'ah. Scholars, they agree that it is compulsory to observe Salatul Jumu'ah in Jama'ah. The Salatul Jumu'ah, observing it in Jama'ah is compulsory. So you can't stay alone or stand alone to say you want to observe Salatul Jumu'ah. Salatul Jumu'ah must be observed in Jama'ah. That is, you have to be more than yourself. So a lot of scholars will say maybe 12, some will say more than that. Some will say at least three people. The imam that is delivering the khutbah and two other people listening to him. But the most important thing here is that Salatul Jama'ah is compulsory as far as Salatul Jumu'ah is concerned. Salatul Eid, likewise, is something to be observed in Jama'ah. It's not something that you observe alone. So, as for the five daily prayers, As-Salawatul Khamsu, is it compulsory to observe it in Jama'ah, or it is not compulsory? Scholars, they have several positions on this. We have those who say it is a condition for the validity of the Salah to observe it in Jama'ah, except if there is a reason for not observing it in Jama'ah. That is, it is a condition for the validity of any of the five daily prayers, for it to be accepted, for it to be valid, it must be observed in Jama'ah. This is the view of the Zahiriyya. And it is also the favored opinion of شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى. The Salat al-Jama'ah is shartun li sihati al-Salah. For the Salah to be what? To be valid, it must be observed in Jama'ah. What is the evidence? They said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith which was reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sami'a al-nida'a wa lam ya'tihi fala salata lahu illa min udhrin. So whoever hears the call to prayer and he does not honor it by going to observe the salah, fala salata lahu illa min udhrin, such a person has no salah except if there is a genuine excuse. So la salata, this is la an-nafiyah lil jinn. So it means what? The salah is not authentic. So this is the view of some scholars, minority. They are of the opinion that al-jama'ah shartun li sihhati as-salati al-mafruḍah. That is, jama'ah is condition for the validity of the compulsory salah based on this hadith. However, majority of the scholars do not see it that way. Some said it is wajiba, not shart. You know, everything that you say it is shart is wajib, but not everything you say is wajib is what? Shart. It is wajiba, but it is not shart. This is the view of Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala and a lot of the Hanabila. The Salatul Jama'ah is wajiba, or Al-Jama'ah wajiba. That is, it is compulsory to observe Salah in Jama'ah, the compulsory Salah. It is compulsory to observe it in Jama'ah. What is the evidence? They also use as evidence this hadith that we quoted earlier. Man sami'a al-nida' wa lam ya'tihi fala salata lahu illa min udhrin. But they soften the implication of the hadith. Ordinarily they are supposed to say it is a condition, but they didn't take it to be a condition. They limited to being compulsory because of some other ahadith. Like the hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tafdulu salatul jama'a ala salatil fardhi bi sab'in wa fi riwaya bi 25 daraja." Salatul jama'a, the prayer observed in congregation, is better than the prayer observed alone 25 times or 27 times. How this is clear? So it means the one observed alone also has what? Has his own fadl. Because it says what? Salatul Jama'ah tafdul ala salatul fardhi, أو تفضل صلاة الفرض بسبعين أو بخمس وعشرين درجة. It means the salah of al-fard, the salah observed alone, has its own fadlu as well. It has its own fadlu of fadila. So that's why Al-Imam Ahmad and some other say it is compulsion. But the one who does not observe Salah in Jama'ah, that observes Salah in loan without a genuine reason, has Salah, but it's sinful. He will get the reward of observing Salah in loan, that is observing the Salah, which is a compulsory. Then, he is sinful for not observing Salah to Jama'ah. They also use as evidence what Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, that hafidhu ala adhi salawat haythu yunada bihin. These five daily prayers, make sure you stick to them, you observe them, haythu yunada bihin, wherever you hear them calling to them. Wherever you hear people calling to them, he said you should stick to them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ شَرَعَ لِنَبِيِّكُمْ سُنَنَ الْهُدَى وَإِنَّهُنَّ مِنْ سُنَنِ الْهُدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for your prophet Sunan al-Huda, the Sunan of guidance. And these five daily prayers, they are among the Sunan al-Huda. So he then said that وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُنَا وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ مَعْلُومٌ بِفَهْمٍ. During the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody would not come to Salatul Jama'ah, except a munafiq whose nifaq is known, are those that will not come for Salatul Al-Jama'ah. He says, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لا يهاد به حتى يقام بين الرجلين حتى يقام في الصف. There at times somebody will be sick, and that person يهاد بين الرجلين will be supported by two men حتى يقام في الصف, until he will be put in the صف. But if somebody was sick, if any of the companion was sick, he will still make efforts to come to the mosque, assisted by two people, one person on the right, one on the left, to bring him to the masjid. This happened to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was assisted to the mosque by Ali radiallahu anhu and Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu. So the companions, they will not take with levity Salatul Jama'ah. They will come to the mosque to pray, to the extent that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُنَا وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ مَعْلُومٌ نِفَقٌ. It's the munafiqun that will not come to Salah, to observe it in Jama'ah. So this is what another evidence that he used. Likewise, they said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ أَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَمُرَ بِرَجُلٍ فَيُصَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ. He said, I had intended to ask somebody to lead people in salah. ثُمَّ أُخَالِفْ إِلَى رِجَالٍ يَتَخَلَّفُونَ عَنِ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Then I will go to the houses of those people that will not come to Jama'ah. Then I will burn their houses. So he said, if not that Jama'ah is compulsory, Messenger of Allah wouldn't have uttered this statement. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Shiddatul Khawf, when there is serious fear, he told the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَكُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مَعَكَ. When you are in their midst, in the battlefield, and it's time for salah, and you lead them in salah, let a group be with you. That is, they should pray with you first. So we know the verse. So if not the Salatul Jama'ah is compulsory, they would have said, Allah wouldn't have said what? They should pray at that critical time, that the Muslims, they would have been left to pray individually. Likewise, the hadith of the man, Ibn Ummi Maktoum, Amr bin Ummi Maktoum, radiallahu anhu, Who said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasul Allah, inni la ajid aw laysa li qa'idun yula'imuni ila al-masjid. There is no qa'id, nobody to guide me, to take me, yula'imuni, that will be okay for me to take me to the masjid. And in one of the reports he said was, ana shasi'u ad-dar dariru al-basar. I'm blind and I'm living far from the mosque. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tasma'u al-nida, can you hear the adhan? He said, yes. He said, fala ajid laka rukhsa, that is, I don't see any concession for you, for me to say you should pray at all. So this is a blind man. Ordinarily, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have said he can pray at all. So these are some of the evidences brought by those who say it is compulsory to observe the five daily prayers in Jama'ah, except if there is a genuine excuse, like somebody who is seriously sick, or somebody who is sick, or somebody who is a traveler, for instance. So, if there is no genuine reason, the one who does not observe the five daily prayers in Jama'ah is sinful, according to Al-Imam Ahmad and a lot of scholars. Only that they did not go to the level of saying what it is, shartun li sihhati salah, a condition for the validity of salah, for the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tabdu salatul fadhi salatul jama'a salatul fadhi aw ala salatul fadhi bi 27 daraja wa fi riwaya bi 25 daraja. So for this hadith, he said the one who doesn't pray in jama'a without a genuine excuse as salah, at the same time is sinful. He has a reward, at the same time is sinful. Contrary to what Ibn Hazmi and some others stated. So to them, if you don't have a genuine reason for not observing salah in jama'ah, your salah is invalid. The salah is invalid. However, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala and some others, they are of the opinion that it is wajiba wujub al-kifaya, that to observe salah in jama'ah is wajiba wujub al-kifaya, not wujub ayni, not something that is composed on individuals, it's a collective obligation. That is, once some people do it, then others are what? Are not sinful. And part of what they use as evidence is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma min thalathatin fi qaryatin aw badwin la tuqamu fihim as-salatu illa tahwadha alayhim ash-shaytan. There won't be three people or so living in a community or living in a town, and salah is not established in jama'ah among them illa tahwadha alayhim ash-shaytan, except that shaytan takes control of the affairs. Meaning, if you have a community where there is masjid, people are praying, they're observing salah in jama'ah, so they will be free from what? From istihwazu ash-shaytan. So this led some scholars to say it is what? Wajib ujuba al-kifaya. Is wajiba kifaiya. Is wajib compulsory to observe it, but it is what? Kifaya, collective. Not something that is individual obligation. So some scholars hold this opinion. An-Nawawi in Al-Majmur explain this with some detail. Now, some scholars are of the opinion that it is Sunnah Mu'akkada, It is sunnah muakkada. And this is the view of the Malikiya. This is the view of the Malikiya and a lot of scholars. What do they mean by sunnah muakkada? That is something that is sunnah, that is muakkada. They also agree that if people don't do it in society, it could be forced. But when we consider the individuals, it will be sunnah muakkada on every individual that salah is compulsory on. So meaning this position may not be far away from the position of those who say wajib kifaya. Is wajib kifayatan to do it. So summary, salatul jama'ah, wallahu alam, is something that is very, very important to observe. Whether we say it is wajib to observe it kifayatan. That if some people do it, others will be free for not observing it. Or we say it is wajibatun ainiyan, is something that is composed on individual. Or we say it's what shart. But Allah alam, what appears to be the strongest, Allah alam, is that it is wajiba ainiyan. That is what is wadiya, or the wadiya's opinion. Those who say it is sunnah muakkada, they have what some of what they've said, like tabdul salat al jama'ah, salat al fardi bi. They use that as evidence. Likewise, they use as evidence the hadith of Itban bin Malik, the man that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to his house, or invited the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come and pray in the place and the position in his house, so that the man, he wanted to take that place as a place of prayer. So he was also somehow blind. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there. So as for the case of the man that is Amr bin Umm Maktoum, so scholars late is wajib, is sunnah muakkada. They said, Messenger of Allah said, la ajid laka rukhsa, that is, I don't have any concession for you to get the same reward as those who pray it in jama'ah. Not that it is composed on the man. The man is blind, his house is far, and things like that. So somebody who has an excuse that is not, who has a problem not as much as that, is excused in the Sharia. Not to talk of this. So Al-Bayhaqi and some others argue that that shows nothing of Allah is talking about the reward. But we must have a jama'ah. So this is something that is important. Is it how we say wajib? It's wajib ainiyan, or we say wajib kifa'iyya. But to call it another sunnah, so this wouldn't go in the position of those scholars who is sunnah mu'akkada, because they also agree that in the society, if you don't see a place where there is mosques, where people pray, or people will not pray in jama'ah, that they are all blameworthy. So meaning those who say sunnah mu'akkada, their statement will be taken as what? Taken considering the individuals now. But when they talk about collectiveness, they will also say it is what? Wajiba. That is in the society. So, but to be on the safe side, we say it's wajiba, except for somebody who has a genuine excuse. Except for somebody who has a genuine excuse. Like somebody who is sick, like somebody who is traveling, and things like that. So it will not be compulsory on such a person to attend Salatul Jama'ah. So it is beneficial, and that attending Salatul Jama'ah make us bring about a kind of social solidarity. You see yourselves, or you see one another day in, day out. If somebody is sick, you can easily detect when you don't see, you can't find such a person in the masjid. You can easily watch, know that somebody, something has happened. Because there is a place where you meet on a daily basis. You have not seen so and so person for about 2 days or so. Something must have happened. So you want to go and look for the person. So this is what is one of the benefits of Salatul Jama'ah. So with this, you can also assist people. You can know the status of some people in the society. Some people, where you see them regularly, you can tell you that they are poor, they are this, they are that. So you can assist and things like that. So Salatul Jama'ah has a lot of benefits. It has a lot of benefits. So the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَهِيَ فَرْضُ عَيْنٍ لِلصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ حَضَرًا وَسَفَرًا. He said it is compulsory. فَرْضُ عَيْنٍ is an individual responsibility with respect to the five daily prayers on men. حَضَرًا وَسَفَرًا. Whether at home or on a journey. Now some scholars are of the opinion that Salatu Al-Jama'ah is also composed while you are on a journey. And that is why Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala will say when you travel, it is composing on you to pray with the Jama'ah of the place that you are going to. Huh? That is when you hear the Adhan, you have to respond. من سمع النداء ولم يأته فلا صلاة له إلا من عذر. Say doesn't consider safar as one of the azar. So say you have to respond to it, you have to do. But wallahu alam, what is more correct is that Salatul Jama'ah is lifted. The obligation of Salatul Jama'ah is lifted from a musafir. This is what most scholars are upon, contrary to what the author established. Yeah. Then it also says what on the men, meaning it's not composing on the women, based on the hadith, that it is not on the women to observe what Salatul Jumu'ah. Say Salatul Jumu'ah is not composing on the women, huh? So meaning what Salatul Jumu'ah will not be composing. If Salatul Jumu'ah is not composing on a traveler, it means what? Salatul Jama'ah will not be composed. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد أمرت أن آمر بالصلاة فتقام. I had intended to order somebody to lead them in الصلاة ثم آمر رجلا يأم الناس ثم أنطلق برجال معهم حزم من حطب إلى قوم لا يشهدون الصلاة وأحرق عليه بيوتهم بالنار. As explained earlier. وأقلها إمام ومأموم. Maybe we should stop here, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. As for two brothers serving in a village, and it is on a Jumu'ah, is it compulsion on them to observe Salatul Jumu'ah? Now, if they are travelers, it's not compulsion on them to observe Salatul Al-Jumu'ah. It's not compulsory on them to observe Salatul Al-Jumu'ah. And if that place is also a kind of qarya, not a place that is peopled, so Salatul Jumu'ah will not be composed on them either. Wallahu a'lam.
Can a female follow the conversation through the speaker?
Now, a female following the conversation through the speaker is not something that is encouraged, particularly when one cannot see those who see the imam. particularly when one cannot see those who see the Imam. So it's not something that is encouraged. Some scholars believe they do not have a salah, that is, those who cannot see the Imam. However, Allah says if they can hear the voice of the Imam or the voice of the salah, of the jama'ah, then they can still what? Follow. They can still follow. As long as where they are is not somewhere that is far away from the place of the salah. Like the hotels around the haram, for instance. You know, at times the sufuf will be extended to the premises of the haram. The hotels around, there are musallayat inside those hotels that people follow from. So this is permitted according to a lot of scholars. Why some said no, it's not permitted. Why? Because there's no ittisal sufuf. There is no ittisal sufuf. The sufuf is not connected. Though they can hear the voice, some of them can see those who see the Imam, but there is no ittisal sufuf. But what is more correct is that it is permissible. As long as they can see those who see the Imam, or at least they can hear the voice, and that place is not far away from the area of the Salah. Wallahu a'lam.
When we are in the sitting position of the Salah, if anybody extends beyond the other people's needs, does it affect
yours? Ordinarily, when we are in Salah, we make sure that our knees are on the same line, so to say, with the knees of others. Our shoulders are also on the same level, so to say, with the shoulders of others. Likewise, our ankles. So this is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ordered. So once these are on the same line, the Safa is said to be what? To be straight. The Safa is said to be straight. So what you consider is your knees, likewise your shoulders, you consider this. When you consider this, automatically the ankles are going to be equal, so to say, or be on the same line with the knees. Allahu
Akbar. Are you praying in sitting position?
Sitting position.
When we are sitting position, some people's knees are extending, you know, beyond.
And maybe the person is taller.
Now, and this question says, is it true that it is not necessary for women not to say a qama before salah?
The majority of the scholars say it is not compulsory on women to say a qama. That's some who said la tu shara, that is, it's not for them, so they just start their salah. But what is correct is that, I said ikoma azan, la tu shara. As for ikoma, is good for them to say, but not compulsory. But azan is not mashru' according to a lot of scholars. But Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, Al-ala al-mar'a adhan, should a woman make adhan? His response is anha and dhikrillah, you mean I should prevent somebody from doing dhikr of Allah. So meaning is recommended for them, but in such a way that they won't raise their voices. So likewise, the iqama will be recommended as well. But let's assume somebody does not do iqama. Even when we say iqama is compulsory on the male, if somebody doesn't do iqama and he observes salah, is the salah valid? Yes, it's valid. Iqama is compulsory on its own, salah is compulsory on its own. And that's what Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala recorded in Sahih, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu led Al-Qama and Al-Aswat in Salah without Iqam. Allahu a'lam.
For somebody who prays the room at the back of the Imam, is it true that Salah is invalid?
نعم there is a hadith that says that لا صلاة لمفرد خلف الصف. The one who prays alone behind the Saf has no salah. But wallahu alam, if there is no any alternative for the person except to pray alone, then he has salah. This is what the people of Tahqiq are upon. So it is wrong for him to draw somebody from front row to come to join in. So the hadith that says that the hadith is not authentic. And this is the favored opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani and many other scholars. Wallahu a'lam.
I think we have talked about the questions that we have to do. Okay, thank you. Now, for what are the conditions attached to wiping over the book? To wipe over the book?
Well, I think this has been discussed before. Maybe we should look for the audio and listen to it. Or the question I should write it some other time. Subhanaka wa bihamdika.
The question, I think the other question that you answered the other time, I think there's something that the person wants to achieve by asking that question. It is that someone who enters a mosque and the imam is in the rukou position and there is space in front for him to join. Now he makes the rukou and he does not join the sukuk until the end of the salah. The salah valid.
Now this, according to some scholars, the salah will not be valid. But according to a lot of scholars, the salah is valid. The salah is valid. But according to some scholars, the salah will not be valid. Based on what? La salata li mufardi khalfa safi. So Allah.
Is the hadith authentic that said that the Prophet saw someone praying behind the sukuk and said he should repeat the salah? Hadith
of them. That's the same thing.
Okay, that's where the hadith comes from.
Yes. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.